This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Governor Tony Evers has ordered people to stay home. He made the Safer at Home order Monday morning, explaining only workers providing essential care and services should be going out. It's unclear how long the order will be in place and how it may impact the April 7th election. Despite some calls to delay, the State Election Commission has decided to proceed. Early voting has been stopped, and the three Milwaukee voting locations were closed over the weekend. Election officials are calling for everyone to get an absentee ballot when possible. The deadline to request an absentee ballot online instead of going to the polls has been extended by a federal court to March 30th after a lawsuit was filed by state and national Democrats. Lake Effect's Mayon Silver spoke with the GOP-appointed chair of the bipartisan Wisconsin Election Commission, Dean Knutson. He explains why he thinks it's a good idea to move ahead with the election.
The Wisconsin Election Commission believes it's vitally important that our April 7th election goes on as scheduled because we need to provide continuity in local government across Wisconsin. Wisconsin's different from some other states that are having presidential primaries only, in that in Wisconsin, we hold our spring nonpartisan election to elect local mayors and city council members, village board members, and county board members across the state. And these terms end in the spring. They start in the third week in April, and they end 2 years later, typically, in the third week in April. And during a crisis is exactly when it's important that we have our local officials in place, in office, ready to deal with the crisis.
And so do you anticipate any sort of circumstance in which the election would be moved?
In Wisconsin, our election laws are complex, like every state. And they're interrelated. So making what seems to be on the surface a simple move in one or two areas often has rippling effects that go outward. For example, we have myvote.wi.gov, a very simple and efficient way for voters to check on their registration status, to request a absentee ballot. And we're really encouraging that all Wisconsin voters request an absentee ballot through the myvote.wi.gov site and return the ballot by mail. I think we will be able to provide for sanitation practices during the in-person registration and balloting parts of the election. I don't believe that we need to change the date. And I don't believe personally that we need to have legislation or emergency legislation in order to change the way that this election runs. We can do it under the current laws, and it will be a challenge, but our clerks across Wisconsin are used to rising up to big challenges.
And when you say changing emergency legislation, are you talking about things that would maybe push back absentee deadlines, you know, to request and to file, that kind of thing?
There have been many proposals. Again, many of them seem like common sense. But when we look at it, and our Elections Commission staff has looked at all the ramifications of those moves, and they lead to further problems. For example, in Wisconsin, we used to allow ballots to come in and be counted days after the election as long as they were postmarked. The legislature specifically debated that and specifically changed the law in Wisconsin to no longer allow that practice. There's no reason to think that right now we need to go back and undo what the legislature specifically considered and adopted. Our job is to administer the election under the laws that are enacted by the legislature. The governor and the legislative leaders have not indicated at this point that they intend to make a change. I don't think a change is needed in that. In fact, I think it will be better for our clerks. We have over 1,800 separate clerks in Wisconsin. This is very different from other states. We have a very decentralized election administration process. We have over 1,800. And to train up even to communicate a last-minute change in the rules can run the risk that it makes things more complicated, that then the fair and uniform administration of the election is altered in the process because they can't adapt fast enough to that. So instead, it will be safer and preferable if we keep our same election procedures, but instead we're going to use social distancing within the CDC has put out specific guidelines for polling places and how to handle this at polling places. We'll be looking at those as well as guidance from our own Department of Health Services. And we can run this election safely and fairly and have a result that everyone can rely on that allows our local officials to take office in a timely manner.
And what do you think are the key steps that Wisconsin Elections Commission is taking to ensure that that happens?
So we've developed best practices and we're communicating those out to our clerks, ways to minimize potential viral transmission. We urgently requested the governor and our Department of Health Services to help us secure a supply of sanitation resources, hand sanitizer, and the like. We authorized the commission staff to spend up to $200,000 on additional absentee voting envelopes and supplies, as well as sanitation supplies, and we feel like we've found a source and we'll have plenty of those. So again, we really strongly encourage all Wisconsin voters to request an absentee ballot and to return the ballot by mail. This will mean fewer people in the polling place on election day, and it means that we'll be able to maintain better spacing and carry out a safer election. We've also directed all our municipal clerks that they need to follow the law to accommodate in-person absentee voting. It's the Wisconsin method of early voting and registration in person, but that they can be flexible in making changes as dictated by their local circumstances as to the location and the hours and the processes that they use. These items were all adopted by the Elections Commission unanimously yesterday. And we'll continue to be developing those best practices and communicating those out to our clerks.
And what about those citizens who may be in a health, maybe in quarantine?
So two things. We do allow curbside voting in Wisconsin for individuals with disabilities that would make it difficult for them to enter the polling place. We have given guidance that individuals that are currently ill, whether you have a fever, cough, don't feel like you really should be with others, that constitutes a disability under these circumstances, and we will accommodate you with curbside voting. So that's one. For someone who's quarantined, they can still request an absentee ballot just like anybody else can through the website, by emailing their clerk, by calling or faxing the clerk. There are a lot of ways for them to get ballots and vote. We do also have a process for hospitalized voters where it happens right in the last few days before the election that they've become hospitalized. So our election processes in Wisconsin that have been in place for previous elections will work well to manage the circumstances of this election as well.
And you don't think that the influx of absentee ballots that people may have never voted absentee before, and there's so many absentee ballots that clerks have to go through and process, do you think that's going to be a problem in this election?
I think that the increased number of absentee ballots presents a challenge, as I said, both in the supplying them, handling the increased volume. But it has been steadily increasing with each election over a number of years. Our clerks are very accustomed to that. I think all of them are also of the opinion that this is the safest way to conduct an election right now. And we're very pleased that we're a state that's had no excuse absentee voting and has seen the steady increase in the number of voters that have taken advantage of voting by mail. So I think that's going to work well for us.
What about the likelihood of depressed turnout from voters who may not know how to process absentee ballots, like in terms of the fact that they need it to get it witnessed? Some voters may not know that. Some voters may not have internet access. Some voters may not have had the ability to register, getting a photo ID online, that kind of thing. And so it's requiring them to go into the polls where they may have health concerns.
Well, it's requiring them to complete that registration with the clerk. Where and how that happens is something that is up to the clerks to work out. And if there are special circumstances, the clerk can work with them to accomplish that. You asked about will these circumstances depress turnout? It is possible that our turnout in this election is lower than what we've seen before. That could happen. But turnout in our spring elections can vary greatly. Sometimes we have only the local races, and in some communities there's a hot race and in others there isn't, and it can vary greatly. Sometimes we have a Supreme Court election on the ballot and sometimes not. In this case, I think earlier in the presidential primary process, the thought was that the Democratic presidential primary might still be a very hot item. Currently, it doesn't really look like that'll be the case. And so I think the turnout for people that wanted to vote in that may very well be less, because that may be essentially over by the time we get to April 7th, and in which case many of the voters, that's what they cared about, know that spring voters vary a lot in how often they participate in that election.
So all in all, you feel like the way things are, the election is happening, and that's the right choice.
There are challenges presented to everyone across the country right now, whether it's in your home, whether it's in your workplace, your church, or at City Hall. But just like we haven't stopped going to the gas station to get gas and dealing with the clerk there, or going to the grocery store to get groceries and dealing with the clerk there, elections are vital to our democracy and self-governance in our society. And it's at least as important to vote as it is to go get gas or go get groceries. So, yes, I do believe that our election, it's already underway. We've had hundreds of thousands of requests for absentee ballots, and I believe we'll probably set an all-time record for a spring election for that. And those are all positive things. The election should go forward. We need it to ensure continuity of local government in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Dean Knutson, thank you for speaking with me about this.
Thank you.
Dean Knutson is the chair of the Wisconsin Election Commission. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. If you'd like to request an absentee ballot, you can find information at our website, wuwm.com. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR.